Hello, folks. The fourth set of readings on environmental justice and climate ethics consists in Bell's very popular article titled Global Climate Justice, Historic Emissions, and Excusable Ignorance. This is the second to the last set of readings on this topic, and there's a real important distinction that he draws between moral responsibility and moral liability that you need to know as you approach this particular reading. So focus on that distinction. Moral responsibility treats as blameworthiness. Moral liability has to do with compensation. So make sure that you're thinking through the distinction between these concepts as you delve into the meat of his argument. As with some of the other readings, I want you to be thinking about some of the starting assumptions that he makes. I give you a list of six assumptions that I see him making in this article. And I want you to be able to explain at least one of these in some detail. And then similarly, as I've asked before, think through whether or not you find this assumption problematic and be able to explain why. And this is, again, going to require you to think about the rhetorical situation, thinking about who Bell believes his target audience is, or having read the article, who you believe Bell was writing to, and think about his purpose in making these assumptions as a writer. Moving into the central argument he makes, I give you the claim that, as I see him arguing, excusably ignorant emitters should be partially liable for the effects or the costs of their emissions. You're going to need to know, central to his argument is understanding this notion of excusable ignorance and partial liability, which gets back to the distinction between the moral responsibility and moral liability. But once you have those basic concepts in hand, as has become consistent, a consistent expectation is that you be able to reconstruct his argument. So I want you to be able to explain three reasons or pieces of evidence he uses to support this claim, think through a possible warrant for his argument, and then, as I've been asking, to have you think about what we can learn about writing from Bell's argument, from Bell's article. I want you to think about a couple positive characteristics or a couple negative characteristics of his writing, and think about how you would translate those criticisms or those characteristics that you think are laudable into a principle of good writing.